Are you going any place this year? If I have enough money, I'm going to take a trip abroad. How are you going? Are you going by boat? It's faster to go by plane than by boat. What's the quickest way to get there? Altogether, it will take 10 days to make the trip. I hope you have a good time on your trip. I'm leaving tomorrow, but I haven't packed my suitcases yet. I'm going by air. I like flying. My brother took a trip to Mexico.
It was a 6-hour flight.
How many passengers were on the train? His friend was injured in an airplane crash. Would you like to go for a walk? Let's go out to the airport. The plane landed 10 minutes ago. I'm going shopping because I need to buy some clothes. If this shirt doesn't fit, may I bring it back later? What size shoes do you wear? That suit looks very good on you. This dress is made of silk, isn't it? I'd like to try on the sweater. I'm interested in buying a new car. What's the price of that electric iron? How much is this rug? Is this toothpaste on sale today? That's a beautiful leather wallet, but it costs too much. How much do I owe you? That will be $18.75. Do you have change for a $20 bill? The clerk helped me find what I wanted. What would you like to eat? I'd like a bowl of tomato soup, please. The waiter seems to be in a hurry to take our order. Which would you rather have, steak or fish? I want my steak well done. What kinds of vegetables do you have? I'll have mashed potatoes and green beans. Would you please pass the salt? They serve good food in this restaurant. Are you ready for your dessert now? This knife is dirty. Would you bring me a clean one, please? May I have the check, please? You have your choice of 3 flavors of ice cream. We have vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry. We invited 2 guests to dinner, but they didn't come. How long did the movie last? The feature started at 9 o'clock and ended at 11:30. They say the new film is an adventure story. A group of us went out to the theater last night. The new play was good, and everybody enjoyed it. By the time we got there, the play had already begun. The usher showed us to our seats. The cast of the play included a famous actor. After the play was over, we all wanted to get something to eat. There was a big crowd, and we had difficulty getting a taxi. The restaurant was filled, so we decided to go elsewhere. My brother wants to learn how to dance. We don't go dancing very often. Which would you rather do, go dancing or go to a play? I'm not accustomed to going out after dark. I'd like to make an appointment to see Mr. Cooper. Would you like to arrange for a personal interview? Your appointment will be next Thursday at 10 o'clock. I can come any day except Thursday. He wants to change his appointment from Monday to Wednesday. She failed to call the office to cancel her appointment. I'm going to call the employment agency for a job. Please fill in this application form. Are you looking for a permanent position? I'm going to call a plumber to come this afternoon. I couldn't keep the appointment because I was sick. I'm a new employee. I was hired yesterday. Please call before you come, otherwise we might not be home. Let's make a date to go shopping next Thursday. Will you please lock the door when you leave? I went to see my doctor for a checkup yesterday. The doctor discovered that I'm a little overweight. He gave me a chest x-ray and took my blood pressure. He told me to take these pills every 4 hours. Do you think the patient can be cured? They operated on him last night. He needed a blood transfusion. My uncle had a heart attack last year. They had to call in a heart specialist. What did the doctor say? The doctor advised me to get plenty of exercise. The doctor said I look pale. If I want to be healthy, I have to stop smoking cigarettes. The physician said smoking is harmful to my health. It's just a mosquito bite. There's nothing to worry about. You're wanted on the telephone. What number should I dial to get the operator? I want to make a long-distance call. Pick up the receiver and deposit a coin in the slot. I tried to call Mr. Cooper, but the line was busy. You must have dialed the wrong number. I dialed the right number, but nobody answered. The telephone is ringing. Would you answer it, please? Would you like to leave a message? Who is this? I don't recognize your voice. Would you please tell Mr. Cooper I called? Is this Empire 54093? I have to hang up now. Put the receiver closer to your mouth. I can't hear you. Would you mind calling back sometime tomorrow? How long has it been since you've heard from your uncle? When was the last time he wrote you? I can't recall how long it's been. I'm always disappointed when I don't get any mail. I feel guilty because I haven't written her lately. What time is the mail delivered on Saturday? The postman always comes at 2 o'clock. I wrote to my uncle last night. I couldn't put it off any longer. I enclosed some photographs in my letter. I didn't know whether to send the letter airmail or not. How long does it take for a letter to get to California? Don't forget to put stamps on the letter before you mail it. He went to the post office to mail a letter. I dropped the letter in the mailbox on the corner. How did you sign the letter? Did you write sincerely yours? Telling about past experiences. A strange thing happened to me this morning. I was crossing the street and was almost hit by a car. Fortunately, I jumped back in time to avoid being hit. It was a terrible experience, and I won't forget it. Yesterday was such a beautiful day, we decided to go for a drive. We prepared a picnic lunch and drove down by the river. After a while, we found a shady place under some poplar trees. On the way back home, we had a flat tire. It was after dark when we got back, and we were all tired. I wish you would give me a more detailed description of your trip. Speaking of trips, did I ever tell you about the experience I had? We used to have a lot of fun when we were that age. I can't recall the exact circumstances. I never realized that someday I would be living in New York. We never imagined that John would become a doctor. We were looking for a house to rent for the summer. Are you trying to find a furnished house? This split-level house is for rent. It's a bargain. That house is for sale. It has central heating. We have a few kitchen things and a dining room set. This is an interesting floor plan. Please show me the basement. The roof has leaks in it, and the front steps need to be fixed. We've got to get a bed and a dresser for the bedroom. Does the back door have a lock on it? They've already turned on the electricity. The house is ready. I'm worried about the appearance of the floor. I need to wax it. If you want a towel, look in the linen closet. What style furniture do you have? Is it traditional? We have drapes for the living room, but we need kitchen curtains. The house needs painting. It's in bad condition. What are you going to wear today? I'm going to wear my blue suit. Is that all right? I have 2 suits to send to the cleaners. I have some shirts to send to the laundry. You ought to have that coat cleaned and pressed. I've got to get this shirt washed and ironed. All my suits are dirty. I don't have anything to wear. You'd better wear a light jacket. It's chilly today. This dress doesn't fit me anymore. I guess I've outgrown this pair of trousers. These shoes are worn out. They've lasted a long time. I can't fasten this collar button. Why don't you get dressed now? Put on your work clothes. My brother came in, changed his clothes, and went out again. I didn't notice you were wearing your new hat. You have your point of view, and I have mine. You approach it in a different way than I do. I won't argue with you, but I think you're being unfair. That's a liberal point of view. He seems to have a lot of strange ideas. I don't see any point in discussing the question any further. What alternatives do I have? Everyone is entitled to his own opinion. There are always two sides to everything. We have opposite views on this. Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start an argument. I must know your opinion. Do you agree with me? What point are you trying to make? Our views are not so far apart, after all. We should be able to resolve our differences. If it doesn't rain tomorrow, I think I'll go shopping. There's a possibility we'll go, but it all depends on the weather. If I have time tomorrow, I think I'll get a haircut. I hope I remember to ask the barber not to cut my hair too short. My son wants to be a policeman when he grows up. If I get my work finished in time, I'll leave for New York Monday. Suppose you couldn't go on the trip. How would you feel? What would you say if I told you I couldn't go with you? If I buy that car, I'll have to borrow some money. If I went with you, I'd have to be back by 6 o'clock. One of these days, I'd like to take a vacation. As soon as I can, I'm going to change jobs. There's a chance he won't be able to be home for Christmas. We may be able to help you in some way. If you were to attend the banquet, what would you wear? What would you have done last night if you hadn't had to study? I would have gone on the picnic if it hadn't rained. If you had gotten up earlier, you would have had time for breakfast. If I had had time, I would have called you. Would he have seen you if you hadn't waved to him? If he had only had enough money, he would have bought that house. I wish you had called me back the next day, as I had asked you to. If you hadn't slipped and fallen, you wouldn't have broken your leg. If I had known you wanted to go, I would have called you. Had I known you didn't have a key, I wouldn't have locked the door. She would have gone with me, but she didn't have time. If I had asked for directions, I wouldn't have gotten lost. Even if we could have taken a vacation, we might not have wanted to. Everything would have been all right if you hadn't said that. Looking back on it, I wish we hadn't given in so easily. What is it you don't like about winter weather? I don't like it when the weather gets real cold. I can't stand summer weather. The thing I don't like about driving is all the traffic on the road. He doesn't like the idea of going to bed early. I like to play tennis, but I'm not a very good player. I don't like spinach, even though I know it's good for me. I'm afraid you're being too particular about your food. He always finds fault with everything. She doesn't like anything I do or say. You have wonderful taste in clothes. What's your favorite pastime? What did you like best about the movie? I didn't like the taste of the medicine, but I took it anyway. Why do you dislike the medicine so much? If you want my advice, I don't think you should go. I suggest that you tear up the letter and start over again. It's only a suggestion, and you can do what you please. Let me give you a little fatherly advice. If you don't like it, I wish you would say so. Please don't take offense. I only wanted to tell you what I think. In my opinion, the house isn't worth the price they're asking. My feeling is that you ought to stay home tonight. It's none of my business, but I think you ought to work harder. In general, my reaction is favorable. If you don't take my advice, you'll be sorry. I've always tried not to interfere in your affairs. I'm old enough to make up my own mind. Thanks for the advice, but this is something I have to figure out myself. He won't pay attention to anybody. You're just wasting your breath. Would you please hold the door for me? You're very kind to take the trouble to help me. I wish I could repay you somehow for your kindness. I'm afraid it was a bother for you to do this. It wasn't any bother. I was glad to do it. There's just one last favor I need to ask of you. I'd be happy to help you in any way I can. Would you mind giving me a push? My car has stalled. Would you be so kind as to open this window for me? It's stuck. If there's anything else I can do, please let me know. This is the last time I'll ever ask you to do anything for me. I certainly didn't intend to cause you so much inconvenience. He'll always be indebted to you for what you've done. Could you lend me $10? I've left my wallet at home. I'd appreciate it if you would turn out the lights. I'm sleepy. I didn't realize the time had passed so quickly. I've got a lot of things to do before I can leave. For one thing, I've got to drop by the bank to get some money. It'll take almost all my savings to buy the ticket. Oh, I just remembered something. I have to apply for a passport. I almost forgot to have the phone disconnected. It's a good thing you reminded me to take my heavy coat. I never would have thought of it if you hadn't mentioned it. I'll see you off at the airport. They're calling your flight now. You barely have time to make it. You'd better run, or you're going to be left behind. Don't forget to cable to let us know you have arrived safely. I'm sure I've forgotten something, but it's too late now. Do you have anything to declare for customs? You don't have to pay any duty on personal belongings. Countries and nationalities. What's your nationality? Are you American? What part of the world do you come from? I'm an American by birth. I was born in Spain, but I'm a citizen of France. Do you know what the population of Japan is? What's the area of the Congo in square miles? Who is the governor of this state? According to the latest census, our population has increased. Politically, the country is divided into 50 states. The industrial area is centered largely in the north. The country is rich in natural resources. It has mineral deposits. This nation is noted for its economic stability. How old do you have to be to vote in the national elections? Today we celebrate our Day of Independence. It's a national holiday. My home is in the capital. It's a cosmopolitan city. Geographically, this country is located in the southern hemisphere. It's a beautiful country with many large lakes. This part of the country is very mountainous. The land in this region is dry and parched. Along the northern coast, there are many high cliffs. There are forests here, and lumbering is important. The scenery is beautiful near the Pacific Ocean. This mountain range has many high peaks and deep canyons. What kind of climate do you have? Is it mild? How far is it from the shore of the Atlantic to the mountains? Is the coastal plain good for farming? What's the longest river in the United States? Are most of the lakes located in the north-central region? As you travel westward, does the land get higher? The weather is warm and sunny here. Do you get much rain? Children enter school at the age of 5, don't they? In elementary school, the child learns to read and write. In secondary school, children get more advanced knowledge. In universities, students train to become teachers and engineers. He went to grade school in New York and high school in Chicago. In college, I majored in science. What was your major? My sister graduated from high school. Graduation was last night. I'm a graduate of Yale University. I have a Bachelor of Arts degree. If you expect to enter the university, you should apply now. This is my first year of college. I'm a freshman. My uncle is a high school principal. What kind of grades did you make in college? During your first year of college, did you make straight A's? My brother is a member of the faculty. He teaches economics. John has extracurricular activities. He's on the football team. I'm a federal employee. I work for the Department of Labor. What kind of work do you do? Are you a salesman? As soon as I complete my training, I'm going to be a bank teller. John has built up his own business. He owns a hotel. What do you want to be when you grow up? Have you decided yet? I like painting, but I wouldn't want it to be my life's work. Have you ever thought about a career in the medical profession? My uncle was a pilot with the airlines. He just retired. My brother's in the army. He was just promoted to the rank of major. I have a good-paying job with excellent hours. My sister worked as a secretary before she got married. George's father is an attorney. He has his own practice. He always takes pride in his work. He's very efficient. Mr. Smith is a politician. He's running for election as governor. After a successful career in business, he was appointed ambassador. Because of the warm and sunny weather, oranges grow very well here. In this flat country, people grow wheat and corn and raise cattle. The ground around here is stony and not very good for farming. What are the principal farm products in this region? Milk, butter, and cheese are shipped here from the dairy farms. They had to cut down a lot of trees to make room for farms. At this time of the year, farmers plow their fields. On many farms, you'll find cows and chickens. If you have cows, you have to get up early to do the milking. Tractors have revolutionized farming. In the United States, there are many factories for making cloth. Factories employ both male and female workers. If you work in a factory, you usually have to punch a clock. Is meatpacking a big industry in your country? Is it true that the manufacturing of automobiles is a major industry? My hobby is collecting stamps. Do you have a hobby? I've always thought photography would be an interesting hobby. Some people like horseback riding, but I prefer golfing as a hobby. Do you have any special interests other than your job? Learning foreign languages is just an avocation with me. I find stamp collecting relaxing and it takes my mind off my work. On weekends, I like to get my mind off my work by reading good books. My cousin is a member of a drama club. He seems to enjoy acting. He plays the piano for his own enjoyment. I've gotten interested in hi-fi. I'm building my own equipment. He's not a professional. He plays the piano for the fun of it. I've heard of unusual hobbies, but I've never heard of that one. The trouble with photography is that it's an expensive hobby. That's a rare set of coins. How long did it take you to collect them? I started a new hobby. I got tired of working in the garden. Baseball is my favorite sport. What's your favorite? My nephew is a baseball player. He is a catcher. When you played football, what position did you play? We played a game last night. The score was tied 6-6. I went to a boxing match last night. It was a good fight. When I was on the track team, I used to run the quarter mile. I like fishing and hunting, but I don't like swimming. My favorite winter sport is skiing. I belong to a ski club. Would you be interested in going to the horse races this afternoon? The hardest thing to learn is to be a good loser. Be a good sport. Play according to the rules of the game. Our family went camping last summer. We had to buy a new tent. This afternoon, we went to the gym for a workout. We lifted weights. What do you do for recreation? Do you have a hobby? My muscles are sore from playing baseball. I sent in a subscription to that magazine. It's put out every week. If you subscribe to the newspaper, it'll be delivered to your door. I didn't read the whole paper. I just glanced at the headlines. The first chapter of the story is in this issue of the magazine. I haven't seen the latest issue of the magazine. Is it out yet? What's the total circulation of this newspaper? I'm looking for the classified section. Have you seen it? My brother-in-law is a reporter on the New York Times staff. There was an article in today's paper about the election. There wasn't much news in the paper today. How long have you been taking this magazine? Did you read the article about the rescue of the two fishermen? Why don't you put an advertisement in the paper to sell your car? I got 4 replies to my ad about the bicycle for sale. My son has a newspaper route. He delivers the morning paper. What channel did you watch on television last night? I don't get a good picture on my TV set. There's something wrong. You get good reception on your radio. Please turn the radio up. It's too low. What's on following the news and weather? Do you have a TV guide? You ought to have Bill look at your TV. Maybe he could fix it. We met one of the engineers over at the television station. Where can I plug in the TV? Is this outlet all right? I couldn't hear the program because there was too much static. Your car radio works very well. What kind is it? The next time I buy a TV set, I'm going to buy a portable model. I wonder if this is a local broadcast. You get better TV reception if you had an outside antenna. Most amateur radio operators build their own equipment. Station WRC is off the air now. They signed off 2 hours ago. What's your favorite kind of music? Do you like jazz? He's a composer of serious music. I like his music a lot. We went to a concert last night to hear the symphony orchestra. My brother took lessons on the trumpet for nearly 10 years. You play the piano beautifully. How much do you practice every day? I've never heard that piece before. Who wrote it? Have you ever thought about becoming a professional musician? Who is the author of this novel? I've never read a more stirring story. Who would you name as the greatest poet of our times? This poetry is realistic. I don't care for it very much. Many great writers were not appreciated fully while they were alive. This is a poem about frontier life in the United States. This writer uses vivid descriptions in his writings. How much do you know about the works of Henry Wadsworth Longfellow?
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎你。听啊，讲啊。